or not big, but new.
Right. Have you visited a lot of the historic places?
Just from living here for 19 years, I've seen most of it.
Any particular one you find interesting? Or...
Not really in particular. I think all old houses are fascinating. I like houses that are actually made of wood and stuff. It may not be the sturdiest thing in the world, but they don't have big obnoxious brick fronts and stuff like that. I think old houses are awesome. And front porches are huge. We don't have enough of those.
Yeah. And did you go to places like the Mill or the Square, Canton Street on a regular basis when you were living there?
Yeah, I still do. Now that I'm back from college for the summer, I still do. My girlfriend and I actually went to the old Mill ruins the other day and walked around down there, which was awesome. Although, I think technically it's closed off. It seems like it's been really overgrown. I'm not really sure why. I'm sure they'll get to it eventually. But, yeah, the old Mill area and Canton area, I always have to drive through down Canton Street to get to where we rock climbed, and now I have to go there to go to work, so.
Then... So, what is there to see there? I mean, what draws you there? If you don't have to go through it to get somewhere, would you still go?
Probably. I just like seeing that better than I like seeing brand new strip malls. I like a little historical feel, and I don't know. And I would love to say there's something nostalgic about it, although I'm only 19, and technically it's not nostalgia for me. But I just love that feel and the look of an old small town as opposed to this big, giant, endless strip mall that connects, like, Roswell, Alpharetta, and Marietta.
So what would you say shopping is like in Roswell? And where do you go?
Well, it pretty much has anything you need. If I need grocery shopping, as much as I complain about that Publix across from Roswell, that's probably where I go. So I'm a bit of a hypocrite, but... the mall, North Point Mall in Alpharetta is, where I go. I love, this kind of weirds people out sometimes, I love thrift stores like no other. I still buy most of my t-shirts, from thrift stores. And, so I've always loved thrift stores. I've bought the suit I wear when I need it at a thrift store. I bought my tuxedo at a thrift store, so... I love, there's Bargain City Thrift Store and Value City Thrift Store and Goodwill and all that. I know pretty much all of them, so I love thrift stores a lot. Honestly, it's where I get most of my stuff.
Were there any yearly events, or are there any kind of festivals or things that the city puts on that you remember?
Gosh, I remember there's always festivals. I just can't remember. There's like an arts day. Or some kind of arts and crafts festival or something where they put up tents all throughout that Canton Street Square, and you just walk through and there's paintings and there's paintings and windmills and wind chimes and crafts of pretty much all kinds that were out there, and that was always fun. Even if I didn't buy anything, that was always fun to walk through, and they usually had food around the edges and stuff. And actually, one year, my friend's band played at a music festival they had in the gazebo on that square, which was a lot of fun. So I don't remember the names of any of the festivals, but there was always something fun going on. There was the parade, but I can't remember what it was called. Youth Day Parade, there we go. That was huge pretty much every year.
Now that you went away to college for a year and came back, and do you have any reflections on seeing something else and then coming back to Roswell?
Well, I lived in Athens for a year, and I'd honestly say that's a little more diverse than Roswell. I love Roswell, but it's got a few more, and it might just be a product of a college campus where it's just a huge mix, but in a college town where there's just a huge mix of people, but...